Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, God bless you. This is Evangelist Amos coming to you live from Manateechi Ministry. Amen. Tonight we're going to be talking about faith, great faith. Amen. And amen, we're going to be coming out of the scriptures. We're going to start off with Matthew chapter 8, verse 8. Amen. I just want to ask the Lord to bless the reading of the word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I dedicate this Bible study to you, Lord, and I ask you, Lord God, to bless it. Father, Lord God, that it will bring forth fruit, some 20, some 30, some 100-fold in the lives of your people. We give you glory and we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you, saints. I'm loving on the Lord tonight. I'm blessing him and I'm thanking him for how wonderful and how precious he is to me tonight. Amen. So we're going to start in Matthew 8, verse 8. And if you will turn in your Bibles, the Bible says, "The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Amen. So this scripture is talking about faith. Jesus said, "I have not seen this type of faith." It's called great faith. Amen. Because the man said, the centurion said, "Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." And the reason why he could say this is because he was a man under authority, and he had the authority to direct his servants or his military under him to go and do whatever he asked them to do. He understood that Jesus, being the Son of God, he had the authority to speak the word, and the angels of God would make sure that that word was accomplished, that thing was accomplished that Jesus said for it to do. That's why he said, "Speak the word only." I want to look at this in comparison to Genesis chapter 28, and we're going to talk about prayer and let you see how prayer and faith work together. In Genesis 28, verse 12, the Bible says, "And he dreamed a dream," talking about Jacob. Well, let's start off in verse 11. And the Bible says, "And verse 10, Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillow and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed the dream, then behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it." Amen. So here we see a ladder was set upon the earth in verse 12. And the Bible says that Jacob dreamed a dream, and the ladder was set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on the ladder. God let Jacob see that when we pray, the angels take our prayers to heaven and return with the answer to the earth realm. This is the same thing that the man was saying, "Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed," because he knew that Jesus had the authority to speak the word. He understood authority. Now, in verse 17, Jacob said, "And how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." So the gateway to heaven, the ladder that with the prayers of the saints ascending and descending, the angels ascending and descending on the ladder, was the entrance way to heaven, the house of God and the gateway to heaven. Amen. We're talking about prayer tonight and how to get your prayer answered. Amen. And how through faith, amen, the prayers of the righteous avail of much. Now, in Daniel, let's go over to Daniel chapter 10, verse 10. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 10, verse 10, that Daniel said, "A hand touched me and set me up upon my knees and upon the palms of my hand. And he said to me," this is the angel talking, "O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent." And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to chasten yourself before your God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. Let's talk about this for a minute. The Bible says, the angel said, Fear not, Daniel. Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand, 21 days Daniel fasted, 21 days Daniel prayed. And the Bible says that the angel said, from the first day you set your heart to understand. He said, I am come for your words. He said, from the first day that you chastened yourself or fasted before God, your words were heard. And I am come because of your words, Daniel. The power of prayer, saints, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia. Now, Daniel was in a place called Persia in the earth. The Bible says there's principalities in the heavenlies over every city. They were in the city of Persia. The prince of that kingdom was the prince of the kingdom of Persia. This was a demon that was assigned by Satan over that city. The Bible says that he withstood or came against the angel. So that's why we're in a warfare. He withstood or came against the angel for 21 days. The same amount of days that Daniel fasted, 21 days in verse 2 and 3. But he said, Michael, one of the chief princes, talking about the hierarchy in the angel, in the angelic realm, amen? Michael was the chief prince. He said he came to help me. That means he was a ruling spirit, amen, that was fighting this ruling demon. Michael came, and he helped this angel to get through with the prayer, the answer to his prayer. And he said, I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now, he said Michael was a chief angel or an archangel. Michael is one of the archangels we know. And that means higher in authority. So he had to call for Michael. We also see through this that fasting and prayer provides fuel or energy to our prayer so we can get the breakthrough. Daniel fasted for 21 days, and the prince of Persia lost the fight with this angel after 21 days. So I want you to notice the similarities, amen, in your prayer life and fasting and how you get answers to your prayer. Ephesians 6 and 12, the Bible says, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Daniel's prayer was being hindered by a prince of Persia, a principality we see here in Ephesians, against principality. So this prince of Persia was withholding or withstanding against the angel, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Daniel said that the angel told Daniel that this prince of Persia withstood him for 21 days. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians 6 and 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, princes of this world that are over the cities. Anything you do for the kingdom of God, you should do it with the authority that God has given you. From the first day you prayed, he said, I was dispatched and I am come because of or for the words that you prayed. When the praise teams at my church sings there's a war going on, I get excited because I understand this principle. So you might see me marching or praying and decreeing because I understand what is really happening in the spiritual realm at that time. This is where our faith comes in to our prayer life. Faith is acting on what you really believe. The answer to our first question, faith is understanding how heaven works and applying it to our faith. So if you understand how heaven works and you apply it on earth, that's how you show your faith to God. Now, these scriptures show us, teach us a couple of things here. Heaven is arranged in a hierarchy from the throne of God on down. That is why Lucifer was kicked out, because he brought or attempted to bring chaos and confusion, rebellion and anarchy to the kingdom of God. This is what amazed Jesus about the centurion's statement when he said, I'm a man under authority. In other words, I understand authority, so all you have to do is speak the word. I'm not worthy for you to come into my house. This amazed Jesus because this man took the principles of heaven and applied them on earth. This was amazing to Jesus. He said, I've not seen such faith. Amen. He understood the principles of heaven and applied them to earth. And that's what God is trying to get us to. He's trying to get us to the place where we can understand how heaven works and we can apply those same principles on earth. That's why the Bible says, let your will be done on earth. One of the Lord's prayer, one of the things in the Lord's prayer that Jesus, when his disciples said, teach us how to pray, Jesus said, pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Remember in Mark chapter 1, verse 24. Let's turn over there real quick. Verse 24 through 27. The Bible says, I'm going to turn to it real quick because I want to get to this real quick. 24. The Bible says in Mark chapter 24. Saying, let us alone, what have we to do? Now, this is a demon. Amen. Let's go up to verse 21. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway, or immediately on the Sabbath day, Jesus entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority. We talked about it. We're going to talk about authority tonight. He taught as one that had authority or power. Amen. And not as the scribes. And so when you have authority and you're teaching, people know the difference between when you don't have the anointing and when you do have the anointing. People can tell the difference. Jesus taught as one that had authority. He knew who he was. Amen. And God is bringing me into that, and that's why I'm teaching on this, because I want to bring you into it as well. He taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. Now, there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. That's verse 24. And Jesus rebuked him and said, hold your peace and come out of him. And the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice. He came out of him. But the point I want to focus on is verse 24. Well, let's read on down through verse 27. And the Bible says, and when they were all amazed and so messed up, they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. We're going to focus on verse 24 and 27. In verse 24, the devil said, let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? Before the time, another scripture says, I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Now, if the devil knows Jesus, he recognizes the authority of the believer. He recognizes who we are. He doesn't want us to know who we are. Remember the book of Acts where the seven sons of Sceva, and they were casting out, one somebody went to cast out a devil, and the devil told them, Paul I know, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? In other words, I know who Jesus is. He's the Son of God. He sits on the throne. He has the authority. Paul I know because Paul knows who he is. Paul is walking in the authority that Jesus has given him. So, yes, I recognize Paul's authority. But who are you? Because the man has said, I command you to come out of him by the name of the one that Paul is preaching about. He did not know who he was. He was trying to go by what he heard somebody else say. We cannot cast out devils because we heard somebody else say that the devil can be cast out through somebody else. We have to know who we are and walk in the authority that we walk in order to have that power residing on the inside of us through the Holy Ghost. So you cannot cast out a devil when you don't know who you are and you don't know the authority that God has given you. Amen? So he understood that. The devil said, aren't you come to destroy us before the time? Because I know who you are. Verse 27, they were all amazed. Now, the people were amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? Or what new teaching is this? Because this was new for that time. Amen. For with authority, the Bible says, commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. This was unheard of. People had no control over the devil before. That's why they let that man run out there in the fields and tied them up with chains because they didn't have no power and no authority to cast the devil out. But when Jesus came, the Bible says that the man ran up to Jesus. Jesus didn't have to walk up to him. The man ran to Jesus that was full of demons because he wanted to be delivered because he knew who Jesus was. Amen. And this is the authority that God has given us in the last days, saints, to walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're talking about tonight. So the people said with authority, he commands the unclean spirits, and they obey him. Now, I have a question to ask you. When you understand this principle, you operate in it, number one. But I want to ask you, does a police officer have to ask a suspect for his permission to arrest him? The answer is no. That would be silly because he has already been given the authority to arrest the suspect. It's the same way in the spirit world. We have the authority to do certain things. We don't need to ask permission if we already have the authority. What things do we have the authority over in the Word of God, which is the law of God? Let's look at Mark 13:32. The Bible says in Mark 13:32, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man, know not the angels that are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man that taketh a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants. This word authority is exousia. We're going to talk about that for a minute because there's two types of power in the Bible. You're going to have exousia authority power, or you're going to have dunamis, dynamite power. And you have authority, amen, because it is given unto you. Now, the one that lifts weights and the strong man, amen, they have power up to a degree. But the person with authority has more power because it's delegated authority. So the bodybuilder, it doesn't matter how strong you are. When you come up to a police officer, even though you could probably overpower him, because of his authority, you have to submit. So you have to submit. That's the word I'm looking for. You have to submit to the delegated authority that God has given you. Amen. But the Bible says the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants, or gave exousia authority to his servants, and that's us, and to every man his work. So not only do we have authority, but we have a work to do. God doesn't just give you authority to sit on it and twiddle your thumbs. He gives you authority because he wants you to go out and do a work for him, for the kingdom. And the Bible says he commanded the porter to watch. That's the angels. They're watching us, amen, to see, because we're going to have to give an account of every deed, every word that we say. If we have to give an account to every word, you know we're going to have to give an account for our deeds and our actions. The Bible says, work while it is day, for night cometh when no man can work. Amen. Not the hearers of the word are just, but the doers of the word are just, the Bible says. Amen. Verse 35, we're in Mark chapter 13. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house is coming, at evening or at midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping, and what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Amen. That's verse 37. Jesus wants us to watch as well as pray, but he said that his journey is like a man that left his house. Jesus left heaven, gave authority to his servants, that's us, exousia authority, and to every man his work. Praise God. Let's go over to Luke chapter 10. Amen. I'm going to give you a second to get there. And the Bible says we're going to go to Luke chapter 10, verse 9. Okay, almost got there. Luke chapter 10, verse 9. Okay, the Bible says, and we're going to start in verse 9. The Bible says, and heal the sick there are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the street of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth unto us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. So Jesus here is talking about, he sent out the disciples, He sent them out two by two. He said, whatsoever city you enter into, and they receive you, eat such things that are set before you, and heal the sick, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. So what Jesus is saying here is, it doesn't matter if they receive you or they don't receive you. Either way, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto them. Amen. So this is another thing that Jesus was teaching here about, I have given you authority. I want you to go for whether they receive you or not. If they reject you, they reject me. Now, in verse 17 of the same chapter, let's go down a little bit and read a little bit farther down. The Bible says that the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. This part I really wanted to get to. And he said in verse 18, this is Jesus' response. After the 70 returned and said that the devils were subject unto them through the name of Jesus, what did Jesus say in verse 18? He said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now, why did Jesus respond when they said the demons are subject to us through your name? He said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Amen. He said, behold, I give unto you power, or is authority, or the same word is exousia, to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. Let's talk about this for a minute. Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. But that is why we have the authority, because of the name of Jesus, the demons are subject unto us through the name of Jesus. That means they have to submit to us. They have to do what we tell them to do. Amen. He said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He said, I give unto you power, exousia, authority, to tread on serpents and scorpions, talking about in the spiritual realm, and over all the power of the enemy. So it doesn't matter if it's a principality, you know, the same thing we just talked about. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. Jesus said, I give you power, exousia, authority over all the power of the enemy. So it doesn't matter if it's a spiritual wickedness in high places spirit. It doesn't matter if it's a principality spirit. It doesn't matter if it's a power spirit over a certain person or a place. He said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That means you only allow what is what you allow to hurt you that can hurt you. Nothing shall hurt you, Jesus said. And that's a powerful statement. Too many Christians are being hurt by the adversary because we don't understand who we are in him. We don't understand the power and the authority that has been given us. Amen. Over all the power of the enemy, and we don't know how to go into prayer and bind and loose and set ourselves free, much less our neighbor free. Amen. I'm not saying a Christian is never going to go through anything, and I'm not saying a Christian is never supposed to hurt, because the Bible says you're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. People are not going to like you just because of your stand. People are not going to like you because you're in a warfare and because you choose God, and you don't care so much about what people say as much as you care about obeying God. That's why the Bible says, Paul said, it's better for me to obey God than man. So, yes, Christians are going to go through something, but there are certain things we are not supposed to have to go through. Amen. Certain things, some things we allow to happen because we don't know who we are in God. That's what I'm talking about tonight. So two words for power in the New Testament, exousia and dunamis. Exousia is authority or positional ranking that gives you authority. Dunamis is where we get the word dynamite, and this power is more like the power of a bodybuilder or a strong man. It's the same as physical strength, not positional authority, depending on where you're sitting. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's the authority that we have. We are dealing with exousia tonight, or delegated authority, which is similar to when a judge delegates authority to an officer of the law. When Jesus came to earth, he was tempted by Satan, the adversary. Look what the devil said in Luke chapter 4, verse 5. Let's turn over there real quick. The 4 verse 5, the Bible says, this is Jesus, the temptation of Jesus. And verse 5 says, the devil taking him up into a high mountain, talking about Jesus, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give you, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now let's talk about this. The devil came to Jesus and showed him in a moment of time all the kingdoms of the world. He said, all of this power or authority, that word power there is exousia. It means authority. All of this authority will I give you, and the glory of them. For that is delivered unto me. That part right there really got me to thinking. He said, that was delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. This is what the children of the devil are serving him for. They want the power. They want the authority. They want the rulership on earth. That's all they're thinking about. They're not thinking about the next life. They're not thinking about what's going to happen when they die. They say they don't care. They just want to enjoy life now. They want the glorious life. They want a fulfilled life. They want to be rich. They want, you know, honor. They want wealth on the earth. Yes, the devil has that. He said it was delivered unto him. I asked a question tonight. I said, who gave the devil the authority that he has right here? Because he does have it to a limited power and authority on earth. He does have that. Who gave that to him? I'm telling you, saints, this was revelation knowledge to me when I first heard it. God told me that Adam, and it's proven in the scriptures, you can back it up with the word, put word on it, Adam gave Satan rulership over the earth. And he did it when he yielded or submitted to the devil through sin. He chose to believe God. He chose to believe Satan over God. Because remember, the devil came to Eve and said in Genesis chapter 3, yea, if God said, you shall not eat from the tree that is in the midst of the garden, that is in the knowledge of good and evil. And Eve said, God has said, we shall not look at it or even touch it. Well, when she took from that tree that God told her not to, she chose to listen to the voice of the devil and obey. Not just to listen, but to obey the voice of the devil. Once she obeyed Satan, she gave up. She took back and he gave it to Adam, and he did eat. They gave up dominion that God had given Adam and Eve, dominion over the earth. Remember, he said, be fruitful and multiply and have dominion. Well, they gave that dominion over to Satan because they chose to serve him. The Bible says, to whom ye obey, that's whose servant you are, whether to sin or to righteousness. So they chose to serve the devil because they gave up the ownership of the earth, the glory of all the kingdoms of the earth that was meant for mankind. They gave it up to Satan. And that's what he means here when he said the glory of the kingdoms, the power that he had to, that was delivered unto him. Amen. And to whomsoever he will, he gives it. Now, he told Jesus, if you fall down and worship me, I will give it to you. But Jesus said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. But he just didn't know. Jesus had a plan. He was going to get it back anyway, but he was going to get it back legally through God, through the death on the cross. Amen. So when Jesus came to earth, he was tempted by Satan. Amen. And all the kingdoms of the earth. Now, Jesus was made a little bit lower than the angels when he came in the form of a man. The Bible says he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Therefore, God hath highly exalted, this in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9, as I'm closing out, the Bible says, God hath highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. So as I'm closing out tonight, amen, I hope you got blessed by the word. I enjoyed it tonight. God bless you. I love this message. I'm going to keep on preaching the truth. I'm going to keep on preaching the word of God, and I'm just expecting higher heights and deeper depths, and I'm expecting for God to do great things through Manna Teacher Ministry and Minister Brenda Amos. signing off with Manna Teacher Ministry tonight. I love you with the love of the Lord. If you want to reach me, speaking engagements or any prayer or anything you need that I can be assistance of in building the kingdom of God, you can reach me at 770-728-2274. That's 770-728-2274. Or you can email me at manna_teaching@yahoo.com. God bless you. I love you. And I'm ending this broadcast. I will be back with you shortly again soon. Love you in the name of Jesus. Good night.